بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال: يا غلام، إني أعلمك كلمات، احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجده تجاهك، وإذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعين بالله. We are still in this chapter of making muraqabah, meditating and realizing the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is present all the time, and we should keep that in our mind, and we should work towards acquiring the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And one of the greatest things Allah gave us to acquire that is our namaz. So we should make effort on our namaz, that in our namaz, from the Allahu Akbar of Adhan, the Allahu Akbar of namaz, that we realize the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the presence of Allah, and the greatness of the command of Allah Ta'ala. So with regard to that, this hadith which is narrated by Hazrat Ibn Abbas, Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. It is the third hadith in the chapter, and which also deals with that a person should acquire the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. He says, كُنْتُ خَلْفَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَوْمًا. One day I was behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was on a mount, whether it was a camel or a horse. But he was sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that time he was only 10 years old. And from this also we have got great lessons to learn. That a person, the senior, is teaching the junior who is only 10 years old. Today, at the age of 10, we are putting them into all useless pursuits, playing games, etc., wasting their time. But see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching a 10-year-old, and what level of Iman Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching him. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. O little boy, young boy, I will teach you a few words. And this is also the great miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was jawami'ul kalim, that he was very concise in his speech. He said, I will teach you a few words. And if we try and explain or absorb this hadith our whole life, we will not be able to. So much of matter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put, and so valuable things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught in this hadith. So he made the tutor, and also we learn that while going on this journey, wherever they were moving, they were traveling, he was sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but that time was not wasted. It was made valuable also. Today, if we are traveling, we will give our children some cell phones to play some games or some other things, some puzzles to sort out, whatever else it will be. But to teach deen and to have ta'aleem, whether it is while traveling, whether it is at home, and perhaps how many of us have ta'aleem, and with our children that we learn something. But this was a major thing in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him, احفظ الله يحفظك. Look after Allah, Allah will look after you. Looking after Allah, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Today we all want the protection of Allah. And when something goes wrong, we want to question Allah also. That how come this accident happened? How come so many members passed away in that accident, etc.? But the first part is that we must look after Allah, the deen of Allah. How much of deen is in our lives? How much in our outward lives, in our inside lives, in our heart, how much is Allah? We just performed Fajr namaz. How much was Allah in our heart in this Fajr namaz? So we have to first, if the condition is Allah will look after us, but we must look after Allah, the deen of Allah, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. How much are we doing? We are very neglectful in that. احفظِ الله تجده تجاهك. And look after Allah تبارك وتعالى, and you will, Allah تبارك وتعالى, you will find him with you. Allah will be there for you. If you will be, have your connection with Allah, you will see in the most difficult times Allah Ta'ala will be there for you. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on one occasion was resting under a tree, and then one Bedouin came, a non-Muslim, and he pulled his sword on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked him, who will protect you now from me? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam immediately said, Allah. By the effect of that, the sword fell from his hand and Allah protected him. It is explained that Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam came and gave that poor person one punch on his chest so much that he fell on his back and his sword fell from his hand. So we looked after Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah will protect me. That yaqeen must be in us. And then Allah protected him. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took that sword and asked him, now who will protect you from me? So he said, nobody, have mercy on me. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam let him go. He accepted Islam and he spread Islam in his people. So if we have Allah, Today we don't think of Allah. We waste our time in other things. And very sadly, because we haven't made any effort, we are performing namaz, but Allah is not with us. We are reading Quran Sharif, Allah's thoughts are not with us. We are all the time, and then openly we are on the phone all the time. We are all the time, the whole day we'll be in our business. Business is nothing wrong, but it has to be also done with the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is present, we do our business also in that way. So this is what is required. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. And whenever you ask for something, ask Allah Ta'ala. First, there is nothing wrong. It is permissible to ask somebody else, go and do this for me, get that for me, etc. But the first thing in the heart must be that Allah is the doer. Allah alone is the doer. We should ask Allah Ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek help, and seek help from Allah Ta'ala. Today we have a medical problem, financial problem. Not even least, we think that Allah will solve my problem. We think doctors will solve the problem, medicine will solve my problem. But to make sincere dua and to turn to Allah and ask the help of Allah Ta'ala, no matter what it is, whatever problem we have, we should be turning to Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very great hadith and teaches us very great things. There is still much more detail on in this hadith. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the honorable words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that through Iman and connection of Allah Ta'ala comes in us and we realize the presence and the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.